This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for October the 27th through November the 2nd, 2006.
Israeli troops kill 34 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip as negotiations over a prisoner exchange drag on with no apparent progress. Meanwhile, Palestinian resistance fighters continue to fire homemade Qassam shells at Sderot. Efforts on forming a Palestinian national unity government are still ongoing. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Let's begin our weekly report with this week's peaceful actions against the annexation wall and other stories in the West Bank. Friday afternoon's weekly peaceful protest at Berlin ended once again with one demonstrator in hospital after being shot by the Israeli military. A member of a French solidarity group known as Jose was shot in the wrist after the demonstration had dispersed. Eyewitness reports that Jose was standing over 50 metres away from a group of stone-throwing youths while he was directly hit with live ammunition. He is currently receiving treatment at Sheikh Zayed Hospital in Ramallah. Berlin villagers had earlier been joined by international and Israeli supporters as they reached to the illegal apartheid wall, which has now annexed over 50% of lands owned by the village. At this time of the olive harvest, farmers from the village, accompanied by a throng of colourful protesters, marched to the gate in the fence and demanded to be allowed to access their olive groves. Despite being prevented from reaching their fields and the soldiers' heavy use of tear gas, the protest passed peacefully until soldiers attacked the group, shooting sound grenades, rubber bullets and live ammunition, while facing resistance from the youth of the village. Two children, Amjad and Amer, were hit in the shoulder by rubber bullets. At around 3 p.m. this afternoon, a non-violent demonstration took place at the tunnel checkpoint on Route 60. In order to highlight the desperate plight of Palestinian farmers, whose olive groves are rapidly being rendered inaccessible by the advancing annexation wall, around 60 Palestinian international and Israeli activists marched carrying olive tree branches, baskets of olives and gallons of olive oil from Al-Qadha to the checkpoint and dumped what they carried on the road, halting traffic for over an hour. Israeli security forces reacted aggressively towards the protesters, wielding batons, beating up participants and behaving violently while arresting five demonstrators. One Palestinian man was moderately injured as policemen attempted to force him into a jeep. However, medics managed to put him into the ambulance and took him to the hospital. Laura, an American activist, describes the demonstration.
We're just standing here watching the settlers pass by on the way to Shabbat, greeting them with some Palestinian flags and Israeli activists holding up signs telling them to not steal our land.
And on the soldiers' brutality, Laura added,
"It was vile and vicious, and it was way overreactive. We were just peacefully standing here, minding our own business, when they started attacking. It was really no need for such a reaction. It was very violent and excessive force."
At least five, one Palestinian and four Israelis, were arrested in the protest and were taken to unknown location.
Death toll since June reaches 344 as Israel launches deadliest attack since the beginning of Operation Summer Rain. Israeli troops have killed 34 Palestinians in the town of Beit Hanun in northern Gaza during a two-day attack dubbed Operation Autumn Clouds. At least 100 people have been injured, 15 critically, making it the most deadly attack on Gaza since the Israeli military began its Operation Summer Rain in late June. Israeli military officials called the attack an act of self-defence, citing the homemade shells launched by Palestinian militias into Israeli territories. Both Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh have called the offensive in Beit Hanun a massacre. In the meantime, Palestinian resistance fighters continue to fire homemade Qassam shells at the Israeli town of Sderot. However, no injuries have been reported. On Friday morning, four resistance fighters of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, were killed in an Israeli airstrike at dawn. At least two missiles were shot at their vehicles in the Al-Shajiyya neighbourhood in Gaza. A further two residents, including a woman, were killed by the Israeli army in Beit Hanun. The woman was killed in a peaceful demonstration organised by the women of Beit Hanun to protest against the ongoing Israeli military offensive. Troops opened fire randomly towards the demonstrators without facing any life-threatening circumstances. Army surrounded and opened fire at the hospital in the city and demanded the doctors to give them a list of all the wounded being treated in the hospital. The hospital suffers a serious shortage of some medical supplies and blood. Dr. Jamal Suleiman of Beit Hanun Hospital.
Follow woman They asked us to give them a list of the names and identity numbers of all the employees and doctors in the hospital, and all the patients as well. We tried twice to move some patients out of the hospital for treatment. However, the army refused to allow us, despite the fact there was coordination with the Israeli Military District Coordination Office. So we had to operate on the patients in Beit Hanun Hospital, despite the lack of equipment and blood, in addition to the fact that medical teams have now been working for almost 48 hours non-stop.
Many of the dead and wounded were civilians, as the army attacked mostly residential areas. We interviewed Ahmad Hamdan from Beit Hanun about the situation on Wednesday.
As I am talking to you, I can hear the sound of the bullets from different places around me. In addition, the town is completely surrounded. Until this moment, six have been killed. I have seen at least one of those killed, and he was an unarmed civilian who was shot while standing in front of his house. The ambulance arrived 15 minutes after he was shot, but found him dead.
Some 2,000 people crammed through Rafah crossing point, where the Israeli military allowed the checkpoint to open for 2 days. Many had been stranded for weeks on either side of the border. Also this week in Gaza, a Spanish aid worker named Roberto Villasexto was kidnapped in Deir al-Balah in the central Gaza Strip by a previously unknown Palestinian armed group. He was released shortly after, unharmed. Villasexto has been working with the Cooperation for Peace, which works closely with the International Red Cross.
The Israeli military invaded West Bank cities and towns 45 times this week, abducting 80 residents, including 4 children. On Friday at dawn, the Israeli army, reinforced by at least 15 armoured vehicles and military bulldozers, invaded the West Bank city of Bethlehem and broke into several homes. Troops clashed with resistance fighters in a neighbourhood of the city, firing rounds of live ammunition at the residents who gathered while the soldiers surrounded one of the buildings of the neighbourhood. 17-year-old Abdul Karim Abayats was killed and several others were wounded, including a 70-year-old woman and a 13-year-old boy. The woman is still in a critical situation and the boy was declared dead on arrival at Beit Jala Hospital. Troops later surrounded the Beit Jala Hospital in an attempt to arrest some of the wounded. As we broadcast this news, troops have just invaded the hospital. Check our website www.imemc.org for the latest updates on this breaking news. In a separate event, a 15-year-old child was killed and his 28-year-old brother was injured today when an Israeli army undercover unit invaded the West Bank refugee camp of Balata outside Nablus and occupied several homes, turning them into sniper posts. Israeli forces also invaded the West Bank city of Ramallah and kidnapped the Palestinian Minister of Housing and Labour, Abed al-Rahman Zaidan, from his home in the city. The Israeli army have previously kidnapped 6 Palestinian ministers, 5 of whom were recently released, including the Deputy Prime Minister Nasser al-Din al-Sha'ir, who was released at the end of September. Israel has captured at least 40 Palestinian legislators, including Dr. Aziz Dwaik, Speaker of the Parliament. In the second week of the olive harvest, Israeli settlers continue to assault Palestinian farmers working in their orchards. Unrelenting, farmers continued to harvest. In the orchards near Hebron, 90 volunteers, including 20 internationals, accompanied the farmers to their fields to deter settler attacks from the nearby Asraf settlement. The effort enabled many to farm with a sense of increased safety, however, some farmers were still prohibited from reaching their lands by the settlers. In another incident, Israeli settlers from the Alon Moreh settlement near Nablus attacked farmers in the nearby village of Azmut, injuring 6 farmers. Israeli soldiers present at the scene did not intervene.
Cairo has received a delegation from the Hamas movement, headed by Imad al-Alami, to discuss the release of the Israeli soldier and the formation of a national unity government. Media sources in Cairo reported progress on the potential prisoner exchange between Hamas and Israel under Egyptian mediation. Papers reported that Hamas agreed to release the Israeli soldier in exchange for the release of Palestinian women and children, as well as prisoners who have spent over 20 years in Israeli jails. And following months of negotiations, Hamas approved the formation of a national unity government of technocrats that would also include other factions. Palestinian Minister of Information, Dr. Youssef Rizka, accused Israel of foiling attempts to form a national unity government.
Historically, there is a strange phenomenon that is worth thinking about and studying regarding the Israeli way of thinking. Every time Palestinians are near to solving their internal conflicts, whether regarding the formation of a national unity government or the national agreement document written by the Palestinian prisoners, or when President Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh come together, Israel escalates the military attacks and causes all of these efforts to collapse. Israel is simply not interested in seeing the Palestinians united on any level.
Meanwhile, head of the National Initiative, legislator Dr. Mustafa al-Barkuti, met with Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh in Gaza to strategize on overcoming the rifts between Hamas and Fatah. Leaders of Fatah, Hamas and other Palestinian factions later held a meeting in Gaza, during which they agreed to end all aggressive displays of weapons and relieving the tension between the two factions. Clashes between supporters of the two factions in the last few weeks have left 20 dead.
A financial report has been issued by the International Monetary Fund highlighting the economic effects of the sanctions imposed on the Palestinian government for the better part of a year. The Israeli government is currently holding at least $600 million in tax revenues that rightfully belong to the Palestinian government. On Thursday, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met with American envoys David Welch and Elliot Abrams. During the meeting, which was held in Abbas's office in the West Bank city of Ramallah, they discussed the ongoing Israeli invasion of the Gaza Strip that has so far claimed the lives of 34 Palestinians and injured over 100. In addition, Abbas demanded that the American diplomats must pressure the Israeli government to release hundreds of millions of US dollars of Palestinian tax revenues it is withholding, which, if paid, will cover most of the overdue salaries of unpaid governmental employees. Palestinian Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Samir Abu Aisha, promised to pay a portion of the salaries of those civil servants whose salary is less than $300. The payment will be covered by the temporary payment mechanism set up by the European Union last June. Palestine's 165,000 civil servants have been unpaid since March, as the US, EU and Israel have collaborated to cut off all money to governmental bodies in the West Bank and Gaza. Meanwhile, the general strike among the workers enters its third month, and the teachers' union has announced that some teachers will begin teaching voluntarily, beginning Saturday in order to continue the education of their students, who have already lost 2 months of their school year because of the strike. Meanwhile, Palestinian Health Minister Bassem Naim warned that the Palestinian health sector in the Gaza Strip is on the verge of collapse if the sanctions continue.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Michael Whiting,
Polly Delaney,
and Kassan Banoura.